In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God. I will go between in Arabic and in English to be more easy. Thanks. And it will be like an open discussion also with us. The Gospel of today, it's written like this. He who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And now today we have to know about what the meaning of he who has my commandment and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And I have to ask myself in first, what the meaning of I understand the commandment of God, of Jesus Christ? This is my question. And what the meaning of this part? What the meaning of he who has my commandments? Okay, we have our Bible in our hand. We have everything in our hand. We attend the liturgy. We know very well about everything, about God, about the commandments of God. But my question, what the meaning of he who has my commandments keeps them? And keeps them. It's he who loves me. That's why I told you, like, and I will open a discussion first. What the meaning of this part? Yeah. Yes. She mentioned about when Jesus Christ said about the Saint Mary, the same. He felt like it's very good, this person who not only knows my commandments, no, he loves me. And she mentioned about that who know very well the commandments, he loves God. And I have another question. And we have to act in with this love, for sure. But what the meaning of love of God? If I ask any person now, you love God? Yes, I'm sure. What the meaning of love of God?
I study what he said.
Yeah. Again, what the meaning of love of God? By acting what? Okay. Okay. What else? Yeah. 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 Exactly. What else? Yeah, who loves someone? He need to know more about this person. Yeah.
When we love God, this means that we are like to imitate Him. We are like to imitate Jesus. The way like He lives, how He lives with people, how He thinks.
Yeah. Okay, yes, Tomas.
We have to give others what God says.
When we love someone, yeah, you talk about him. Yeah, we talk about him, yeah.
Love is an action, so we have to use it, we have to walk. It's not just listening and talking about it, you actually have to put it into action. So when we take his commandment, you're not just listening and not actually doing this, we actually taking action.
Like?
Doing the things that
Yeah. Exactly. What else? Yeah. Yeah, do by, yeah, your deeds and your acts. Yeah, your deed and your acts. It's clarify or appear that you love God. And the problem that I received before yesterday, I was with a youth group and they asked me something strange. We tried before a lot of time to speak with God and to pray, but we had no feeling, nothing more. I have no feeling in this. And we try to do our part, but still we didn't receive anything. Is God present? This is the end of the discussion. The end of this discussion was, is God is present? And I talked to him about very important. You do your part. They told me, yes, we pray. What you pray? What you ask God? We ask God, we pray everything. We have some problems, for example, and we ask Him to help us. We ask God to be with us, and that's it only. And the other question, I try to find an answer. What is your relationship with God? And when you entreat to God, what you ask Him, you ask Him only some what you need, for example, in your earthly work, for example, earthly things, anything else, or you ask Him only to, can you touch my heart, which is totally different. When I'm going to know someone and I need to love him, first of all, just as you said, I have to know about him. And if I don't know about him, then I have to find a way to find, to know who is Jesus. Who is Jesus? He's only someone I have to come to the church, or I have to pray, or I have to open the Bible, and oh, it's a very good word. Yeah, I like the Bible, but Jesus didn't touch my heart. This is only the difference between someone who take the prayer or take to come to the church to attend the liturgy or whatever who do, but he do only what he sees that is his very good relationship in his spiritual life, and he built his relationship very good with God. But by the end, just as that some of you said to me, we have no feelings. There is no feelings. We don't know why. And that's why I ask them, what you ask God during your prayers? I have my relationship with who I love him. For example, when I open my eyes, I said only, good morning, my love. Someone tell me I have to pray the Agbaya. It's very important. Yes, it's very important because it's a guidance. It's a guidance to how to pray. But if you do it only without feelings, it's useless. Then I have in first to start by to find a line, a good discussion. I open a discussion with my father. I have to open this discussion first. Like when I open, I just told you, like when I open my eyes, I just tell him, okay, good morning, my love. Can you touch my heart? Can I have the feelings that you are present with me all the day? This is only in first of all that I have to ask God him, that I have to ask him in first to find a good discussion, to open a good discussion and a good relationship with him. Then after that, I can ask him everything. Yeah. Yeah, when you open first, like good morning in first, you know what? First of all, when you open anything, when you open your eyes, for example, okay, good morning, my father, it's like just like I give him attention that he's present with me and continue to thank him. And after that, maybe I have a lot of things to discuss with him. If during my work, my job, if I'm school or whatever, I'm anywhere, and I find like 2 minutes only free, okay? Only to take a quiet time for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, 5 minutes, okay? The problem that we have a lot of trouble in our life and we are very, very, very busy and no space for God, then how I can hear His voice? I don't know. You mean about words? You can imagine that with God, there is no word that can explain what your feelings and you cannot express your what is in your inside. The problem that I have, one from the youth told me before, like 1 month ago, he tried to go. He had a lot of problems, and he tried to ask God a lot of things, but what he did. He found only the place where he can talk to God is the bottom of the Father inside the altar. And he went inside and he told me like this. Suddenly, when I was in the altar and inside and my eyes now, I was looking to Jesus Christ, I couldn't say anything. He still only like a half an hour or 45 minutes. But he couldn't say anything. And after this, after a week, he tried to do it again. But he wrote everything in the paper. He needs to talk. He needs to tell Jesus Christ about many things. And he wrote everything in the paper. And he tried again. And the same one happened the first time, the same as the second time. He entered to the altar. And he was before God. He couldn't say anything. But after half an hour or 45 minutes, he told me, I was very satisfied. I had nothing in my heart. I have nothing. The problem that when I need to hear his voice and to discuss with God, I have to find the time slot empty. What's meaning of empty? Empty is mean empty. I have nothing to do. Only to talk to him, even 2 minutes. 2 minutes talking to God without any tribulation, troubles, or whatever are surround me. It's better than 30 minutes. I'm talking to God, or I'm reading the Gospel, or I'm reading Agbaya, but the problem that I have nothing. I say only some words only. That's why this is a quality, not the sum. Yes, quantity. This is a problem. Now we couldn't find the quiet time. For example, that's why when they asked me before yesterday about how we can hear the voice of God and its routine, and we have nothing to do with God more than we with it. I told them, okay, let's go to the monastery, and let's see. Maybe we have the quiet time, far away from the world, from anything, from the troubles, from the problems, from anything. Only what we will do during the day, only we'll go, we'll attend the Mass, and after we'll go for a quiet time for an hour. Only try to purify your brain. Only. And maybe it's work, but I know it's work because I went a lot to monastery. And for example, if I spend like 3 days only in the monastery, I couldn't walk in the street after I come back, for example, to my country or to my house. I couldn't walk in the street. It's different. I feel like, why there is a lot of noise? It's only for 3 days. But why I have the feeling that, oh, what is this noise? Why these people talk with a loud voice? I don't know why. This is only the way to find God in my life. To find the time to talk to Him first. And after, I have to hear His voice from this quiet time. Then I have to know about Him. I received a question maybe like 6 months ago about one from the grad told me about why we didn't have anything about Jesus Christ when he was a kid, in the Bible. And my question is, why? Why you need this? He told me because when I love someone, I need to know more about him. That's why I need to know. He has a diarrhea, or maybe he was sick, or who the friends, his friends. I don't know. What he was playing. It's only the yearning to know who is Jesus. This is the heart. That's why this is what we have to do. Why I have to know about him. I have to open a Bible. I have to read what he said. That's why he said here in this gospel of today, of this Vesper, he who has my commandments and keeps them, keeps the commandments in his heart. He knows very well what Jesus said. It's normal. I have to know what Jesus said. And from the servant told me yesterday, he's a good servant, by the way, in Sunday school. And he told me something strange, that someone in the university asked him about, is God present? And how to prove that God present here? He told me, I told him, it's okay, and what is your reply? What is your answer? He told me, I don't know. I couldn't answer. What? You couldn't answer why? He told me, I tried to find the answer of this question, but I couldn't find any answer inside me. And really, he was struggling in this because he found himself empty. He told me, I found myself empty. I don't know about Jesus. I don't know how I can prove that Jesus is here. I have the faith only, but the faith without anything else, without any information, without any proof. What's the meaning of this? How I can prove that Jesus is here now? Okay, read the Bible and you know. He told me, I'll try to read, but the problem that I am superficial on the surface. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, that one. When I told this about a servant, it means he's a good servant and he's not a young servant. And when he told me this, I was shocked. Yes, exactly. No, I don't want to say like he's not qualified. But the problem that You know what? It's only something we have. Jesus, artificial Jesus, inside us, like only on the surface. We know about Jesus only surface. Jesus is very good. We love Jesus. That's it. But deeply, go to the deep. Deeply, we don't know about him. This is only the problem. This is only what we have to do, that too. If I need to know more about Jesus, about my love, I have to discuss, I have to talk to him. One of the priests in Egypt told me before, if you need to measure your love, you have to measure the time that you spend with God. And I told him, okay, I love God 2 minutes only per day. This is a problem. If the 2 minutes, it's qualified, it's good. Also, maybe in these 2 minutes only, I have problems or I have something in my mind. This is only, that's why he told me before, if you need to measure your love to God, how you love God, you have to measure how many times you, it's not only about the quantity, I mean again, it's not only the quantity, it's only about the quality of this discussion to God. Any question? Glory be to God forever, amen. Make us worthy, thankful, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thou wilt be done on earth and heaven. Give us daily the bread of God, this passes us, which passes against us, lead us into temptation, live. والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن يسوع المسيح وبركة شبهة من الروح القدس تكون معكم. امضوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون معكم.